This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Somehow, you may have missed this a while back in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, Volume 51, Number 6. The concept is defensive pessimism, but it's really about the business value of using anxiety as motivation. Wharton Business School professor Adam Grant keeps an eye on the business journals for us. Professor, thanks for joining us again.
Glad to be back.
So you have research that you're looking at that negative thinking has some utility?
It does, actually. There's a group of people that we call defensive pessimists. So think back to when you were in school, for example, and you have a big test coming up. The optimists are the people who are imagining that perfect grade. The defensive pessimists are more likely to think, okay, here are the 17 ways that I might not only fail, but actually get a zero. And that anxiety motivates them to study. They end up acing the test, but on the next test, they're convinced that this time, they're going to fail. And that's how they keep themselves focused.
Actually, that does resonate with my experience those billions of years ago in college. When I thought I was going to ace it, I would be disappointed. When I was scared, I tended to do well. How do we incorporate this notion that embracing the negativity in moderation, I suppose, can help us in our work?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is figure out what kind of job we're in. There are jobs that require resilience and perseverance, and their optimism is extremely useful. For example, my colleague Marty Seligman is famous for doing some research showing that in life insurance sales, where you just get rejected all the time, the optimists tend to sell 37% more than pessimists over 2 years. But there are lots of jobs where people actually have to think about what are all the bad things that could happen and prepare for it. This is true in entrepreneurship, in settings where you're doing hard science or healthcare work, and you really have to think about all the terrible possibilities that it could occur.
I know. Another word for some of this negativity is simply prudence. You have an eye out for what could go wrong, and you try to preempt what might go wrong.
Yeah, I think at both extremes, we find danger, right? The pessimists are fatalistic. Optimists are toxic. We need a balance between anxiety and hope. We want the people who are willing to point out all of the problems, but also excited about finding the solutions and seeing potential for a better future.
Adam Grant is a professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania and is author of the book Give and Take. Adam, thank you.
Thank you.